Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands log on to that site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing, and you can join them and be blessed too. Now, as we pick up our study, Rewards for Kingdom Ambassadors, I will read the text from Luke chapter 10 and verses 17 to 24. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples, and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. After his prayer of thanksgiving and joy, Jesus turns to the 12 with a private message. Blessed are your eyes which see the things you see. In the previous section, Jesus expressed his own intimacy with the Father. He was one with the Father, and the Father was one with him. Now he acknowledges the unique privilege of the disciples in sharing that intimacy. And that intimacy is summed up in the word blessed. Trying to define the word blessed is not easy. Happy certainly doesn't capture the meaning, because happiness is based on happenings. It's based on circumstances. And contrary to much of the health and wealth gospel that's proclaimed today, God's blessing to us is often experienced on the pathway of hardship and pain. The Greek word is makarios. Spiros Zodiates defines it this way. The blessed person is one whom God makes fully satisfied, not because of favorable circumstances, but because he indwells the believer through Christ. You know, it was this indwelling presence that motivated Paul's words, I have learned in whatever circumstance I am to be content. How I long for the day when I can make that statement with Paul, to say truthfully that I am satisfied with Christ alone. Jesus then went on to remind the disciples that many prophets and kings had a great desire to see, that is, to understand, the things you see and have not seen, and to hear the things you hear and have not heard. Jesus' use of the word you in this text is emphatic. He is setting up a clear contrast between the prophets and kings and his disciples. In other words, those persons of unique privilege, the prophets and kings, were not able to experience intimacy with God like the disciples were. All the prophets and kings had was a tantalizing glimpse of what was yet to come. The disciples had Jesus' actual physical presence. But you know, even then, their knowledge was incomplete until after the coming of the Holy Spirit. As we reflect on this reward of intimacy, I want to go back to something Jesus said in verse 22. He said, "No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and the person to whom the Son reveals him." The English word "know" in verse 22 is translated from the Greek word genosko. Greek scholar J.A. Trench says genosko means to come to know and is used of knowledge acquired and communicated objectively. This kind of knowledge is not something you know instinctively or by intuition. It is the kind of knowledge you accumulate by experience. This same word, genosko, is used in Matthew 1:25. Describing Joseph's relationship with his wife Mary, the text says, "And he knew genosko, her not, until she had brought forth her firstborn son." Here, genosko is used as a euphemism for sexual intimacy. Joseph did not experience sexual intimacy with Mary until after Jesus was born. Now you may be wondering, what does that have to do with our text? Well, I'm trying to help us understand this concept of knowing, this reward of intimacy that's promised to kingdom ambassadors. This intimacy is something that develops out of our loving, obedient relationship with the Father through His Son. Jesus told the disciples in this verse, He is the only one who can draw back the veil and provide the intimacy with the Father that we so desire. In John 14:21, Jesus said, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself or make myself known to him." Jesus told the disciples that their obedience would motivate him to reveal more of himself to them. That is, he would allow them to know him more intimately. That makes sense, because you and I reveal secrets to those who have earned our trust. We don't reveal secrets to strangers. It's this concept of knowing that provides a basis for the analogy between husband and wife and Christ and the church. A husband and wife who obey God's commands experience a level of intimacy in spirit, in soul, and in body that is unknown to those who ignore or reject those commands. Earlier in this teaching, I said that the word blessed expresses the idea of full satisfaction. I can testify to the reality of that satisfaction and intimacy in my own marriage relationship. I have been blessed with a godly wife. And as we have followed God's principles, our level of intimacy has deepened. You know, a couple can be legally married but not have much intimacy. The intimacy comes when selfless love, respect, and mutual submission are part of the relationship. Likewise, a person can be saved but not have much intimacy with the Heavenly Father. Why? Because he or she picks and chooses which commands to obey. They know their disobedience is displeasing to God, but they make their pleasure a higher priority than His. So their lack of obedience limits the degree to which Jesus makes Himself known to them. Both the 12 whom Jesus addresses here and the 70 could experience an intimacy with Jesus and with the Father that others could not. Why? Because they were fully obedient to the commands He had given them in fulfilling their role as kingdom ambassadors. Jesus' teaching in this text glorified the privilege of being a disciple of His. Too often, the responsibilities of discipleship make following Jesus appear very threatening and unattractive to us. But the rewards of discipleship far outweigh the costs. In view of this revelation, you and I, as disciples of Jesus, should feel encouraged to participate wholeheartedly and fully in God's mission for us. So let me ask you, my friend, are you a kingdom ambassador? Are you a child of God? You really can't be one without the other. And remember, the authority of an ambassador is not his own. His authority is delegated to him by the one he serves. Even if his own will, his own desires, his own conclusions on a matter are contrary to those of his authority, he must follow the commands of his superior. He is not free to interject his own ideas. So it is with our mission as kingdom ambassadors. This scripture portion we've looked at promises rewards for faithful kingdom ambassadors. It's certainly proper for us, like the 70, to rejoice in the authority we exercise in and through the name of Jesus. But we must also remember to be more excited about our relationship with the giver than with the gifts he gives us. If your name is engraved on the books of heaven, you have an unshakable reward. When we focus on the giver and on our obedience to his commands, we begin to see, to hear, and to understand things that only Jesus can reveal. Jesus said he will reveal himself and the Father to the childlike ones, the humble, the simple, the trusting ones, not to those who see themselves as wise and intelligent. And finally, our loving obedience to the Father and Son will open for us a growing level of intimacy with them. In John 14:23, Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." I don't know about you, but I want to be at home with the Father. My friend, are you experiencing these rewards as a faithful kingdom ambassador? If you're not, you can begin experiencing them today. Heavenly Father, we marvel that you would entrust us with your awesome authority. We rejoice that you have engraved our names in your book, that we have a secure future in heaven. We thank you, too, that you've chosen to reveal yourself to us through your Son, Jesus, the living Word. We praise you for showing us how we can develop a deeper level of understanding and intimacy with you. Father, I ask you to place within our hearts the desire and the power to walk in obedience to your commands, so we can experience the full reward of a faithful kingdom ambassador. I ask this for my friend and for me, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. My friend, were you blessed by what you heard on today's broadcast? If so, you can have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. All you need to do is write and request it by its title, Rewards for Kingdom Ambassadors. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Rewards for Kingdom Ambassadors. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Rewards for Kingdom Ambassadors. It's available either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging on to that site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of Luke. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.